This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, 6 past the hour. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell as well.
And hello.
Behind the scenes, making it happen, Dan, the man, when you call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is going to join us for the whole hour here today on the program. We'll talk radio town hall today, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on the program. A couple of calls that didn't get in last hour. We did a lightning round of just tell us whether or not you support this additional aid to Ukraine or not. So I'll get to a few others. Bennett didn't quite finish what he wanted to say. And, Bennett, go ahead. You're up first.
Has any of you guys seen Watch the Water with Dr. Artis?
I have not.
Damn, man. I thought that'd be the biggest story, I mean, around the world, actually, man. You got to watch it. You might have to go on Rumble. I've seen it on somebody's Facebook did to me, so I couldn't pull it up, but then I went to some other one and I got to watch it, man, and it's pretty wicked, boy. It's how COVID really started, I guess.
All right. Well, good suggestion. Thanks for the addition to the watch list. These days I take my tips on what to watch from our listeners more than I do anybody else. The mainstream media, for sure. Thank you for that.
There's just a couple of things about highly conspiratorial with that. But, yeah, I haven't seen it, but I did a search, and that's the first thing that came up.
Mike in Western North Dakota, yay or nay on additional aid to Ukraine. Mike, what you thinking?
Ukraine. Scott, I'm making minimum wage out here. And I know that you're probably making a little bit more over there. And, you know, I can assume that. And, dude, my car's broke down. I need you to buy me a car. I need you to provide for me. And, it doesn't matter if your family is going to suffer for it. I need you to buy me a car so that I can get to work and keep paying the little bit of taxes that I pay for my minimum wage job. You going to do that?
I see what you're doing there. And the only thing I would say, obviously, we're sort of past this conversation, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I would just say it's not apples to apples, Mike, of the situation with Ukraine because of, again, of the cost of not doing it. So me not helping you with a car isn't going to have this ginormous ripple effect, through the world economy and end up sending a signal to China, right? China doesn't matter if your car's broke down or not. But they do matter if we support Ukraine or not. So it's just a apples to oranges comparison. But I do hope you get that car fixed.
In debt in the United States?
Too many.
How many?
Yeah, too many. There's no doubt about it. And I would love us to see no being the answer 90% of the time when it comes to spending, without a doubt. We're not going to disagree there. Last call from Bismarck on this. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. A anonymous caller. All right. Yeah, you're an additional aid to Ukraine.
I would be a hard no, not give one more penny. We vote $40 billion is more than 8 times the annual budget of our border control. And what are we doing for our border? Nothing. You know, we've already given Ukraine $16 billion. As a person whose grandparents came from the Odessa area, that's the third most corrupt country in the world, and they have oligarchs there that are very wealthy. Why aren't they giving money? How about the oligarchs in Europe? How about the Europe countries? Why aren't they giving $40 billion? Why us? We have cities in America that look like war zones, such as Baltimore. I mean, and with what's happening in our country with the stock market crash, the recession around the corner, we're going to have lots and lots of people starving. And our government is doing this on purpose. That's why months ago they were telling us we should learn to eat bugs and eat weeds and live on stuff like that. This is crazy. What's going on is crazy in this world. And we need to start taking care of America first. That's
there,
my
there it is. That's just what I was thinking, ma'am. I mean, this America. Where's the America First agenda sending $40 billion to another country?
There is an argument, I mean, Bill, again, yeah, on this, that you are dealing with America First because of what the cost of not doing anything is. As far as the corruption, I couldn't agree with you anymore, which is why it's amazing to me that we don't have an inspector general as part of this. How that didn't get to be part of this, I have no idea. And, you know,
yeah, you do.
Kevin Cramer says quite you know quite why. Clearly, he always
can't
says,
have accounting on this.
The difference between Ukraine and Russia is that Ukraine elects its crooks. You know, nobody's saying these guys are lily white whatsoever.
So why send money to them?
Because of our international interests. I feel like a broken record here. I guess I'm speculative, Ben. I'm the kindergarten teacher, and everybody's in kindergarten. Nobody's hearing this.
That. You don't know.
Oh, come on! I don't know anything like that.
You don't know. You don't know that. That's all speculative.
You don't know if Hitler's going to continue to roll over everybody else. You don't know. You could sit back and do nothing. Yeah, Neville Chamberlain.
That's hindsight.
Yeah.
That's
it's history, bud.
Yeah, I know.
It's history. That's all it is.
Going to repeat.
I got it. I got your point. All right, let's switch gears and go to Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on the program today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I want to talk a little bit about another issue that is somewhat controversial, although, again, this is sort of where I started today. Our own elected leaders are corrupt if they support a firewall in Ukraine against Russia. This is the opinion of some. Not all, but some. And now we have a growing bit of voices out there opposing a pipeline, which last time I checked was something that we were very forcefully pushing back against in the whole DAPL era. So I think it's important that we channel our frustration, which I share with everybody, to the right places and things we can do, and not just be against everything, because there's a growing sentiment of that happening out there. That's one person's argument. That pertains to getting the facts on this particular case. So not completely unrelated to what we're dealing with in the last hour, but Brent, glad to have you back on the Talk Radio Town Hall here for the full hour to answer any questions or comments from our listeners on anything but Ukraine, I guess. We handled that pretty well in the first hour. Welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here. Had a lot of conversations about this topic, as you can imagine. Actually, the last two speeches that I've given, at the end, the folks that came up to me were both landowners, the last two events, asking questions about this, and the answer at the end was, or the response at the end was, thank you for explaining this, because it doesn't seem to be covered very well in the media, and the information that we're getting is very one-sided. So hopefully we can shed a little bit of light today, Scott. I mean, this is a landowner issue, plain and simple. It's sitting down with the landman, it's sitting down with the company that wants to put a pipe through your property, having a conversation about where it would go, how much they would compensate you. Is it worth your time? Is it worth your effort? Is it worth the risk? Is it worth that consideration of compensation? And you know, most of these, when you get right down to it, this is a concern from landowners about if they're going to be treated fairly. It's not the landowner saying we don't think that this should be done. But there are a lot of questions on why this is being done. Why are we giving into the green agenda? Why is there CO2 being pushed in the ground? You know, why? And so it's a pretty complex issue, but the fact is these ethanol companies, these ethanol plants are doing this on their own volition to make a lot more money selling their ethanol. And so it's a business decision on their part. And as we talked about the last time I was on the Denbury Resources Project out in Bowman, we can see why in North Dakota it makes sense to bring that CO2 that direction, for having that hope someday that we can utilize it in ourselves, utilize it as the product that it is. And so, you know, it's a pretty broad project. It's covering all of our industries today: oil and gas, coal, agriculture, and I spend a lot of time visiting on the issue.
One thing I'd like us to do today here on the program is just talk a little bit about the other side of that argument. as you say, this has been kind of a one-sided argument. And from your perspective, what's been missing? And then welcome, as we said, any questions or comments that might come from the audience today. We'll take a short break, and we'll do that when we come back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Savard for the full hour today on the program, brought to you in part by the New Village Co-op. It's coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. What is it? Well, it's beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private bathrooms, and lots of amenities. It is a maintenance-free living all on one level. So what it's not is you shoveling. It's not you replacing roofs or windows or appliances. They do all that. You still enjoy the benefits of home ownership at the same time. So you own the home, but the headaches are for somebody else. They have monthly seminars where you can learn more about this. Here's what I would do if I were you today. Call Kerry at Village Cooperative in Fargo, 701-997-2900. 997-2900, or go online to villagecooperative.com and find out more about the next monthly seminar and answer any questions you might have. Questions for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Welcome today on the program. Call us at 701-258-0550 or text your questions in 701-237-1590 today. Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget, any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Question about the MyPillow slipper offer today. And some folks have said, when I go in to buy the slippers, they come up at $69.99. Which is the main slipper price, not the lowest offer ever the 90% off figure, which is $49.98. You have to click on the radio listener square to get the good deal. So remember that. When I talk about the radio listener square, when you go to MyPillow.com, click on that, then use the promo code Scott, and that's how you get the good deal. Okay? And this is literally their best deal ever on the slippers. It's 90% off, down to their lowest price ever, $49.98. So this can't last long. They're going to fly off the shelves at that price because they're worth twice the price, quite honestly. Slippers, moccasins, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square. You can find it at frankspeech.com as well as mystore.com and mypillow.com. All of them have a Radio Listener Square. Click on it. Promo code Scott. You'll get the deal. Or call 800-506-9028. Back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Safford here for the full hour in a talk radio town hall. Brent, you mentioned a couple of speaking appearances recently where you're giving another perspective on this. Help us understand what's been missing from this conversation related to carbon capture, storage, carbon utilization, enhanced oil recovery comes from this. What has been missing from the conversation that people aren't hearing?
So I've had more than the last two. I was thinking about it. I think every time I've been speaking lately, someone comes up and asks me about this project. But the last two were landowners, and the gentleman yesterday was very curious, and he was not very excited about what's been happening so far, and not really inclined to want to have it through his land. And so a couple of the concerns he said are: is this CO2 coming from oil wells? Are they bringing it here from the oil well? They said, no, it's going the other direction. It's coming from ethanol plants. Most of them on the summit pipeline at this point are from Iowa and South Dakota areas, but there are at least one ethanol plant from the state, and there's a couple other ones that would need to because of geology. So that gets to the second question. Why does it have to come here? Why is there a pipeline, CO2? Why does it have to come through here? And the answer to that is our geology. And so the blessing of having oil and having coal and having the pore space to be able to put our own cuttings from the oil patch and our own saltwater produced water back down in the earth where it came from is also the same reason where the CO2, that's the reason why you need to put the CO2. A lot of the formation under eastern North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa is actually bedrock, is very close to the surface, and you can't, it's not porous enough to inject anything in there, and that's why there's not the minerals and the bounty that we have in western North Dakota with the oil and the coal reserves. And so that same geologic formation is where you need to inject the CO2. And so that's why you see pipes coming from Wyoming into the Bowman area to enter the Bakken formation and actually do enhanced oil recovery on that side of the state. And you see the pipe coming through the ag producing areas of the country from through Iowa, South Dakota, southern Minnesota, through eastern North Dakota, up into the coal producing areas where the best pore space is at, the best geology is at to sequester that CO2. And so that's the reason why the pipes are all heading this direction. But in the long run, I explained to them it's a good thing for our oil industry to be able to have the CO2 coming from other places, because we need far more CO2 than even our existing coal plants could produce if they all went on carbon capture to move us into the next phase of oil recovery in the box, enhanced oil recovery, utilizing CO2 as nature's best solvent that there is to pull the oil out of the rock. So it all, there's a reason why there's so much investment in this from a broad array of folks, including from Continental Resources, that this all makes sense to create the CO2 economy here because we actually need the product. Another question is that the money that people are reading about in the newspaper on the story of the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority Award, which I chair, Legislative Management selected me to chair this. It's our new group, Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, and it's for promoting low emission technologies and in the state and actually incentivizing private sector investment in that area. And so, as I said, it's very rampant in the oil and gas, the coal and the ethanol industries where they're investing their own funds to take advantage of market opportunities. And so most of the dollars going out in this are in form of loans. So $250 million in low-interest loans and $25 million of grants, of which we put out another allocation just this last week. And that was mainly to Project Tundra, which is helping another one of our coal plants, not Coal Creek, but the Milton R. Young on the other side of the river, put in their CO2 capture project. And second project that was awarded loan funding was Blue Flint Ethanol, which is saddled up next to Coal Creek on the Underwood side of the river. They're doing a carbon capture project on the same site as Coal Creek. And then the third was a very exciting innovation from oil and gas that was capturing the CO2 off of on-site generation at oil wells and actually sequestering that and actually getting it in liquid form, possibly being able to use it. So those are the types of projects that were being funded, mostly with loans, a small amount of grants. If that's research that could be done in the private sector versus government doing it, we're all for that. And these are private sector companies and organizations that are doing this work today. And so that's where that funding, and the funding, the question of where's the funding come from? Funding for these comes from the extraction taxes that we derive from oil and gas activity in the state. So it's basically reinvesting some of that bounty of taxes from that prolific activity we have in oil and gas and putting it back into innovation for what's going to happen in the future.
And our ethanol plants here in North Dakota are pioneering on this. They actually have wells now, aren't they?
They actually do. In Richardton, Red Trail is actually the furthest ahead on this. They are lucky enough to be in that side of the state where they've got their right geology. Blue Flint Ethanol in the Underwood area sits in the coal-producing area, but the Williston Basin layers thin and move towards the surface as you get further that direction. So a reason that we felt it was important to give them one of the loans out of Clean Sustainable Energy Authority to award them is to prove out how much ability we have for CO2 storage on that side of the river for the time being, as I say. And these tax credits have a life of 12 years. After that point, it's up to the individual company of how they utilize that CO2. And it should coincide with when the Bakken is in a beyond the stage they're in now where they're still drilling and they get to the tertiary recovery, as is the older formation in the Bowman area where the CO2 will be needed in prolific levels in the Bakken. So hopefully this all works out for us where it makes sense and combines our three biggest industries, ag and energy and oil and gas, and pulls those together, and they work together.
Text question is related to the safety of CO2 in a pipeline. I want to deal with that when we come back here a little bit. I've heard concerns about that as well. I think some people forget that's already happening in North Dakota. Great Plains Synfuels plant pipelines CO2 up to Canada for enhanced oil recovery there. So it is happening, but we'll give Brent a chance to answer that in detail when we come back after a short break. All right, What's on Your Mind? Talk Radio Town Hall today with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Your call is welcome to text at 237-1590 or call us at 258-0550. People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I could see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Lindsey Keith. Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows like Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You may never go back. I trust Newsmax. You should too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday triggered the Defense Production Act to address the baby formula shortage that has caused pain for millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children. Invoking the DPA will require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer. The immediate plan by the Biden administration is to once again import what the country must have in a time of need. Representative Ted Budd delivers his victory speech after taking the GOP North Carolina Senate primary win Wednesday.
In every county I visited, I heard stories of high grocery costs, skyrocketing fuel prices, shortages of basic necessities like infant formula. I heard stories of families that have been ripped apart by deadly drugs like fentanyl.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Petroserve USA today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience like Salisbury Steak. A little comfort food for lunch today. Find it downtown Fargo at the MP Avenue, Petroserve USA, or in Glendon. And also today, chicken ravioli and Alfredo at the 12th Avenue I-29 store. Harwood has breakfast tater tot hot dish at Petroserve USA. Valley City pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Mm-mm, good. Valley City today. Harwood. Breakfast, tater tot, hot dish, and Yulina's chicken fettuccine. PetroServe USA. Question from a listener related to the concerns over safety of transporting CO2 in a pipeline. Something to be concerned about. Something that some people feel is unproven. Brent, is it?
Absolutely not. People don't think about that. We've done this since the 90s. Yeah, at the Syn Fuels plant, Dakota Gasification Company in Beulah, where we're gasifying coal, turning it into natural gas, syn gas, and then putting it and then injecting it into the grid in the Glen Ullin area and sending it down to Chicago and the Northern Border Pipeline as natural gas. And it's to basically have to keep more coal production going on in the area. And it was at a time when it was, that technology is perfected in the, you know, earlier than this, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 1970s, looking at trying to find ways to create natural gas from these massive coal reserves, and it was perfected in Beulah. And one of the byproducts is CO2. If you go to the plant and do a site tour, you'll see a pipe that goes into the ground that says CO2 with an arrow going into the ground. And that CO2 has been sent up into the Weyburn oil and gas fields, Weyburn, Saskatchewan, since the late 90s. So that CO2 pipeline has been, it's like shaped like an L, goes from Beulah and then it to the west and then cuts north and goes through the anticline, which is the geology where the 1950s, 1980s oil was mostly found from Tioga down in the Watford City area. So it goes straight through those oil and gas producing areas up to Canada, and it's been happening for 24, 25 years. And There's really no noteworthy, newsworthy events that have happened on that, and it's piped in other places. It probably is one of the safest things in a pipe to be in a pipe, frankly. Think of everything else that's in pipe, and so those concerns are they're valid, and there should be conversation about it, and it should be pretty easy for the officials to speak to the safety of a CO2 pipeline.
Paul in Napoleon for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Governor, or Lieutenant Governor, I would still like to know why we have to sequester carbon. Why is carbon so bad? What has changed with carbon in the past that makes it bad? For thousands of years, the Earth has run off of carbon, and there's been no problem. It's the way God made it. You guys are trying to screw up what God made. Well, the same principle applies to the ones that think they can change the weather. No, it's not possible. And neither is, there's 11 volcanoes in the world that are putting out far more carbon than man has ever created. Now, I believe man creates pollution, but they don't create carbon. It defies me, and nobody, all the experts, when you ask them this, well, that's way beyond my expertise. Well, why are we spending billions of dollars, and when it's not only not necessary, it's totally stupid? Now, can you explain some of that?
Yeah, very valid point. And so half of us are completely on that same page with that. And the other half of us believe that man-made CO2 is warming the Earth, and there's, it's quite vicious debate between left and right, between environmentalists, we call them, between those of us that believe that there's been cycles throughout mankind, throughout the history of the Earth, of global warming and cooling and ups and downs. But fact of the matter is, with as much debate as there is, and the focus on CO2, on man-made CO2, letting the rest go. I agree with you. The volcanoes and the natural generation of CO2, and allowing the basic elements for life to exist has been there for eternity and will continue. So the man-made CO2 being one of the last emissions that the left and the ESG and frankly a lot of the science itself of how they're focusing on this as one of their arguments of why we have to go to an unstable grid of too much renewable that's not proven on how to store it and level out the curve. So CO2 was one of the last frontiers for the fossil fuels industry. And the interesting thing is that CO2 is needed for less intensive enhanced oil recovery in the end. There's a commercialization aspect to this that I feel like we can actually solve the concern that half of our society has or more for the man-made CO2 at the same time as commercializing the flow of CO2 into being able to utilize it in our industries itself and actually utilizing it for a positive. And we can't generate enough with all of our CO2, our coal plants. If they all went on CO2 capture, we can't generate enough for what we need for enhanced oil recovery in the future in the Bakken. So if nothing else, look at it as an investment in the future. But in the meantime, we have the federal government paying federal income tax credits for building wind towers and solar panels, and they also pay income tax credits for putting CO2 in the ground. And they pay $50 a ton if you put it in the ground and leave it there. They pay $35 if you capture the CO2 and use it and utilize it, so the U part of CCUS. So the federal government acknowledges there's still a value if it's captured and utilized in some other form. So the person applying for the tax credit can say, I'll take $35 and sell it to someone who would like it, or they can say, I'll take $50 and I'll inject it into the ground, into West North Dakota, the prime area where you can actually do it. Wyoming's another, where you have coal and oil deposits, you can actually store it in the ground. And so they're choosing to take the $50. So long answer, I know, and I hear you. I mean, this is there's a conversation that's very, one end to the other, and we're hoping that we're finding the middle here in North Dakota. We can actually keep our production of our God-given resources, coal and oil and gas, and we provide so much energy for the rest of the world, and I believe we're leading our way through into the next phase, and we need that CO2 to be commercialized and have it as a product available to keep doing
the reason,
that.
I would just add, Paul, the reason this debate is important is if we don't do this, find a solution for some of the man-made carbon, then we don't have an energy industry. That's just something we can't control in North Dakota. We can't opt out.
Well, that's what happened to our energy industry when Biden took over, he eliminated it. Now, we allow that, and we know it better. We know that we can produce all the energy we need, but yet we don't. And the same with this carbon thing. It doesn't make any sense in the end. It's just blowing bubbles in the wind. It's not. You're not doing anything. Don't give.
Well, you're reducing. You're reducing emissions. So you're giving the companies that produce oil and gas the ability to continue to produce it, because this is what the publicly traded markets are requiring of them. I mean, I share the frustration Paul does, but we don't have an option here, do we, Brian, if we want to continue to be an energy-producing state?
Well, there might be, but this is a case where these investors, these companies are deciding to do this themselves, and this onslaught is hitting the agricultural industry, too. But in the case of these ethanol plants, they're looking at it as an opportunity to make a dollar more per gallon of ethanol, and all of a sudden it becomes a lot more profitable than it is. When we have energy dominance and the price of gasoline goes down to $2 and ethanol gets to be less of a price than that, it's not as affordable for these plants to operate. But if they're getting a premium for selling a fuel that doesn't have the carbon footprint because they're capturing the CO2, which is easier to capture off an ethanol plant. It's pure CO2. So it's easier to capture off an ethanol plant, and they can have a better revenue stream for their product. Then, you know, they're choosing this as the business model. And so it kind of like having our cake and eating it too. But it's actually a better revenue stream, more GDP for us, protects our ethanol plants and our corn industry, the corn growers, if they're going to get a better price for the ethanol plant, hopefully the basis is less and the corn value is better at the dock when they're bringing in their corn. I mean, it should be better for all of us. And that's what the food producers are saying. That's what the energy producers are saying. And so for us, it's addressing these concerns. It's interesting. You talk to the Trump administration, you talk to Senator Kramer about this, Representative Armstrong, Senator Hovind. Senator Kramer's like, you know, it's getting to be a smaller and smaller group when you have a lot of Republican senators are from ag-producing areas where they're not as concerned about fossil fuels because they don't have coal and oil reserves in their state. So to band together seems to make great sense here. When you can bring ethanol and soybeans, renewable diesel, you bring the ag and energy together, we can bring all of us that are proud of producing the food and the energy for the world together and innovate together with all these industries. And so this is the direction that it's rolling, and North Dakota is leading the conversations. The investment is coming here, and I'm excited for the future. I believe that the way forward is going to be forged through North Dakota, and that can be carried out to the entire world for using.
Appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you very much. Texture wants to know what role ethanol is playing in meeting the goal to be carbon neutral by 2030. You mentioned the ease of which you can capture there because it's pure CO2 at ethanol plants. I mean, I don't know if you got a percentage answer question here or what, but what role is ethanol playing in getting to that carbon neutral by 2030?
Well, it's helping. And we actually went through some numbers at the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority meeting, and it's, you know, the ethanol volumes are not nearly. You're talking in the tons of CO2 that you put downhole from a coal plant is far more than what you would on the ethanol plant, but it's still a significant reduction of CO2 that you wouldn't have had that we had before. And we're taking our man-made CO2 and doing away with it. So it helps for that carbon neutrality. But the real big ticket items are those coal plants, the coal producing power plants, obviously. And they've handled all the other their emission issues in the past, in particular with their SO2 and all these different concerns that have come up in the past. And the reclamation is perfect. And so the CO2 really seems like the last piece of what we've got to capture there.
One more segment with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Rick in Fargo, Charles in Williston standing by. And a text question for Brent. Give us a little background on the owners of the land where the CO2 is being stored. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. First up, and then get to these calls as well in our final segment with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Jubilee, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. You can search the new or browse the new Sierra HD trims for 2023, including the HD Pro, SLE, and SLT with a maximum towing capacity up to 36,000 pounds. Yes, you can just about tow Scott Hennon's house with that. Find out more about that, the HD Denali and HD AT4 and more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we're going to try to get to all of you in this final segment with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford today, a little talk radio town hall. Texter wants a little background on the owners of the land where the CO2 is being stored.
So this is a case of 80% of the landowners are signed up for their existing project. And it's a great number of acres. And what happens is if you drive to Beulah, you can see the wellhead where it would be injected. And there actually will be a number of wells, and they secure enough acres so that the plume of CO2 would be retained in those areas. And one of the news stories that we had, one of the events that I was at end of last month was Project Tundra at Minn Kota and Summit Carbon partnering together on the project for injecting the CO2, which makes sense too, to save dollars for both of them and keep it moving forward so fuel on surface in those areas, you're going to be compensated for the CO2 underground, and it might not be under your land. It might, you know, there's supposed to be enough acreage to cover that plume that's a mile down or so in the saltwater disposal, saltwater layer that's not where the coal's at, not where the oil's at, far below where any drinking water would be. You're talking a mile down, and it's kind of like being part of an oil field agreement out west where they put all the spacing and acreage together and unitize the field. It's more like that. But there's no pump jacks, there's no wind towers. It's just a small amount of a site where you're actually injecting the CO2.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Rick in Fargo for Lieutenant Governor Brent Stafford. Rick, you're up.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for accepting my call. I want to make a comment, an opinion eventually, because I never heard it on anywhere people talk to. They don't take in consideration the solar activity. Solar activity is up and down. Nobody knows when explosions are there and flares of magnetic explosions that influence our grid light sometimes, electric grid, GPS. All these are influenced, and these are influenced, and the rotation of the Earth around the sun is influenced too. Imagine a balloon, a birthday balloon, when you push it sideways, increase in the other direction, and you push it in top and bottom, increase in sideways. Besides that, the Earth doesn't turn around its axis in a perfect form. It's wobbling. So when the Earth, which keeps the same inclination of 23 degrees towards the sun on axis, is turning every day, then it's attracted more, then it's a changing climate, of course. And its explosion in sun is magnetic, so attracts the Earth a little bit. And that creates disturbance in here that people don't explain why El Nino and La Nina and all those. This is what affects the climate change and affects it and goes back. And the nature, the way it's made and the way it exists, is self-killing. We can do and work and feel good about the carbon and all that thing, but doesn't have much effect. Just the fact that has some price tag attached to it. Then.
Interesting analogy, Rick, and you do a nice job of explaining it. In 30 seconds or less, because we're tight on time here, Brent, you know, what he's talking about versus the reality that the energy industry lives in are just two completely different things, right?
Yeah, he's talking science. It's great to hear people actually talking science. And yes, the governor and I both had numerous briefings on climate change from the state climatologist, from everywhere else. We both read constantly. We're, you know, at national meetings, whatever. And the solar effect from the sun, from solar flares, has much more effect on our climate. But you don't ever hear that from the green left. It's all just the dirty capitalists and the fossil fuels. So we're fighting that rhetoric, and I'm thankful to hear scientists speak in intelligent terms like that on what's really happening. So thank you, Rick, for the call.
Last email is from a corn producer thanking you and the governor for pushing for the multi-state efforts to ensure that E15 is offered over the summer, given the, you know, another consumer choice that obviously enhances the amount of ethanol used. So. Obviously, that's been a bit of a battle, so kudos from a corn producer.
Yeah, you're welcome, and it's something where I can see ag and energy coming together on these projects. There's not as much pushback from the other side on that, so it's working. You're welcome on that one. The E15 seems to make sense.
We are out of time today, but a fascinating conversation that's not going to end anytime soon. This is really an interesting one, and again, it has a lot to do with just the headwinds that are there for the industry. You can say, this is stupid, this is poppycock, and end up with less energy production and a whole lot less of an economy and or opportunities for North Dakotans. So glad you were here today for the conversation. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, another of our talk radio town halls on the topic. See you tomorrow, Senator Kevin Cramer and Dinesh D'Souza tomorrow.
Hi, this is Gutman Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Beckel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.